إن الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعد ولا أمة بعد أمته ولا كتاب بعد كتابه ولا شريعة بعد شريعته أما بعد فقد قال الله عز وجل في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم واجعل لي لسان صدق في الآخرين صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين Respected ulama, respected elders, beloved brothers, every person today in this world, and it is the nature of human being, that a person wants to be remembered, or a person wants to leave a legacy behind. A person lives in this world, he wants to be spoken about. He wants his name to be taken. And this is the nature of a human being. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this beautiful deen, that if we have to act upon deen, practice upon deen, in the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then no matter in whichever field we are in, no matter whichever profession we are in, we will be remembered as people who practiced in that profession as those who were on deen and as those who made an effort for deen. What is a legacy that a person should leave behind? We look in Quran and we look at one of the greatest Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam, who was the Khalil of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibrahim Khalilullah, who was the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who was one of the most chosen servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And wallah, every person living in this world, Allah has sent us here, given us this life, given us this opportunity. What is the world? What is the life of this world? The life of this world is a place of opportunity. The life of this world is a place where we will live in a manner that Allah wants us to live. We will walk on the road of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put us in this world. Sometimes we need to sit back and think about this. Why has Allah put me in this world? What is the purpose? We have a necessity and we have a object or a purpose why Allah has put us here. And to fulfill this purpose that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put us here, we have to bring our lives upon deen. We have to give ourselves over to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we say give ourselves over to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning give my life, my existence, my daily life, my 24-hour day. A mu'min is that one who makes an effort, or a mu'min is that one who practices the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his 24-hour day. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking from us in return for what Allah has given us. Wallah, if we have to begin to account the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and look in return what does Allah want from us, then we will not reach the end of the favors that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us. So we live in this world in such a manner that we make such an effort upon deen, and we make such an effort on the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that not only we can be known by that, or people can speak about it, but the generation, or the current generation, my family, the generation to come after that, will be on deen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, through the effort of a human being, Allah will allow deen to be in their lives as well. Now this great Nabi of Allah, he made a dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he says to Allah, وَاجْعَلْ لِي لِسَانَ صِدِقٍ فِي الْآخِرِينَ. He says, you know, make my name known. Let me leave a legacy. Let me leave such a path, such a way, such a legacy, you know, that will be spoken about in time to come, will be on the tongues and the lips of people. And this can only happen with deen. This can only happen when one, you know, obeys the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and follows the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then we look at the life of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, and you know, one cannot do justice, you know, in this short time and speak about it. That what legacy Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam left behind, that till today and ila yawmil qiyamah, you know, one will speak and one will act and do those actions that were done by Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, whether it is on the occasion of Hajj, or whether it is at the time of, you know, slaughtering an animal, whether it is on different occasions, the name of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is taken, that legacy is left behind. Quran is teaching about a legacy. What is the definition of legacy? What is the understanding of a legacy that we have in our hearts? What is in my mind? What legacy do I need to leave behind? What way do I need to leave behind for my family, for my children, you know, for the generations to come after me? What do I need to leave behind? What is my understanding of it? And what is Allah saying to us in Quran? What example is Allah giving us in Quran? What, you know, what is Allah telling us in Quran? And again, through this way of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, through the way of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, through the way of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we will understand what legacy we need to leave. That no matter what field of life, no matter what profession I find myself in, no matter what trade I am in, I will understand that my deen or iman, a being a Muslim, submitting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the very first thing. That I give my life to Allah. What does it mean when a person says, I give my life to Allah? Do I only come to the masjid and make my salah? Or do I only make zikr at a certain part of the day? That is very important. And that is the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one cannot negotiate upon that. One cannot compromise upon the salah and making salah and fulfilling the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But bringing life onto deen, bringing my entire existence onto deen, spending my 24-hour day, the 24 hours of my day, that Allah has given me the ability to walk, the ability to speak, the ability to hear, the ability to touch, the ability to see every ni'mat and bounty, the ability to wake up, sleep every night, and go into that, you know, go into that mode where a person is as though he is dead. And then he wakes up again and Allah gives him that life. And Allah is saying that for the rest of the day, you know, be in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be in the worship of Allah, whether you are in your business, your transaction, your dealing, whether you are a lawyer, a doctor, an alim. Every person has to tread a path, and in that field, obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and understand that I am a mu'min, I am a believer, I am a reciter of La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And make such an effort in this world, make such an effort in this world, that when you leave this world, then people will speak about it. Or your children will speak about it. Or your grandchildren will speak about it. You know, that he made so much effort on deen. And this effort that one makes, this effort Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not just leave it there. Allah gives the ability of the next generation to come, you know, to make effort for deen when a person practices upon the deen and leaves the world in this condition. So legacy, you know, in Quran, and legacy, the definition of that in hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is different to what we understand today. How do we really want to be known in this world? How do we want to be known when we leave this world? What do we want to be recognized by? What do we want people to speak about? What good do we want to leave behind? Or what amal do we want to leave behind that people will speak about and people will want to follow that way? People want to follow that path. And we do not only speak about the legacy of an alim. We do not only speak about the legacy of an alim, but we hear so many incidents that whether it is a lawyer, accountant, and when they threaded the path of deen and walked down the road of deen and took the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and understood it to be salvation in this world, salvation in qabr, salvation in akhirat, and walked that down that road, and even then they are spoken about. This is a legacy that we have to really think about. Allah has given us this life. This life is not ours. This health that Allah has given us is not ours. This belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah owns this. Allah owns this, and Allah has purchased it in lieu of Jannah. That I'm giving you this life. Make it worth it. Live in this world. Make your life worth it. One does not have to be an alim of deen, and everyone is not going to achieve that. But make your life worth it in whichever, you know, in whichever part of life that you are, in whichever field you are, in whichever profession you are, you know, make your life worth it. Make it worth it that, you know, turn one's attention to Allah. Turn one's attention to Allah. Follow the road of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this little and short life, which sometimes we think is going to go on forever. It is a very short life that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. But it is an opportunity where we are reminded over and over again. And Allah has given us, you know, has given this ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam so much of blessing, so much of bounty. We are reminded over and over again, like how Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, like how Sahaba, like how Tabi'een, like how our Salafus Salihin, they have given their lives over to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that till today one speaks about the efforts that they made. Till today, you know, we recognize the efforts of Sahaba, no matter which corner and which part of the world they went. We recognize that the effort that they made, and we speak about it till today. Every person is a valuable person in the eyes of Allah. In the eyes of Allah, every person is a valuable person. Become committed. Commit oneself to Allah. Commit oneself to the way of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Already the gift of iman is enough. Already the gift of iman is enough to say how valuable you are. That Allah has chosen you and given you the gift of iman already says what a valuable human being you are. That in this day and age, Allah has chosen and given the gift of iman. Already this is enough to show the value of this human being. Now imagine if one exerts himself, makes an effort, you know, follows the commands of Allah, follows the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how much more will Allah not love this person? How much more will Allah not let a legacy of this person remain behind? How much more will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not shower His mercy and His favor upon this person? Allah, this life is but a short life. Every time a person takes a breath, part of his life is being diminished. Human being must live in this world in such a way, such a manner, that he makes an effort of deen. And how much is deen not required to make effort to be made on it today? That we look in the four corners of the world, whichever part of the world you look at, whether it was, you know, in Bukhara, Samarkand, whether it was in the Arabian, whether it is in the Arabian Peninsula, any portion and any part of the world, look at the situation of deen today everywhere around us. And see what is happening around us there, where once upon a time, you know, those were the avenues. Those were the avenues, and where 30,000, you know, people were sitting by the feet of those people and learning the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today there's absolutely nothing happening there. There's absolutely no action or amal of deen taking place. So how important it is not for us to make that effort of deen. How important it is not for us, you know, to tread the path of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where it becomes the responsibility of every human being, of every human being to make an effort of deen. So Quran is teaching us this legacy. Quran is teaching us that, you know, make your life worth it. That this very short life, yes, one has to put his efforts in dunya. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given a person to do that. فَإِذَا قُدِيَتِ الصَّلَاةِ On a Friday, you read your Jummah Salah, وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ Then you go out and you seek your sustenance. You take from the bounty of Allah. You take from what Allah is putting out there. You make an effort for your dunya as well. Make an effort for dunya as well. But that effort of deen, that effort of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, that opportunity that you want to live and make that life worth it. That when we come to the end of our lives, we want to say, oh Allah, you know, I live this life. I live this life and I can leave this world now, Allah, that I'm getting your pleasure, oh Allah. I'm leaving this world in such a manner that, oh Allah, you are pleased with me. You are happy with me. This is what Allah has given us this life for. And it is going by every second, every moment. And the years are going, the days are going, the seconds are passing, the minutes are passing, the hours are passing. And it is leaving us. And we remind ourselves constantly over and over again why Allah has created us. What do we need to do in this world? What do we need to leave behind? You know, who are we? How important we are all the time. We keep reminding ourselves all the time again. Allahumma ij'alni fi 'ayni saghira wa fi a'yuni an-nasi kabira. One of the masnoon du'as of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that, oh Allah, you know, in my eyes make me small, but in people's eyes make me big. For the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let people remember me for something that I've done in this world, or someone that I've assisted in this world, or some effort of deen that I've made for your sake, oh Allah. Some effort of deen that I've made for your sake. So like that, we can leave this world in such a manner where our last action is the best action. Or we can leave the world in such a manner that my end is the best part of my life. A sahabi was once making dua, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was listening. That every person needs his end to be the best. Continuously ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Put ourselves forward to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us a good ending. That we are living in this world, which is a very temporary place. And every day the reminder is given to us. And then today it is given to us on our cell phones. That every day we open the messages and one person has left this world. Whether it is a family member, whether it is a friend, whether it is a colleague, whether it is, you know, the wife of someone, whether it is the child of someone, or whether it is someone whose name is not even known, but that reminder is given to us. Kullu nafsin dha'ikatul maut. Kullu nafsin dha'ikatul maut. Remember that death is coming upon you. The reality is going to dawn upon you. When you have to leave this world, and you have to go to the life that is going to be eternal. Allah has created us to live in this world, to do action, and go to a life that is going to be forever and forever. Allah has not created us here to stay forever. يَا مَنْ لَا تَرَاهُ الْعُيُونَ وَلَا تُخَالِتُهُ الدُّنُونَ وَلَا يَسِفُ الْوَاسِفُونَ وَلَا تُغَيِّرُهُ الْحَوَادِثِ وَلَا يَخْشَ الدَّوَائِرِ يَعْلَمُ مَثَاقِيلُ الْجِبَالِ ومكائيل البحار وعدد قطر الأمطار وعدد ورق الأشجار وعدد ما أظلم عليه الليل وأشرق عليه النهار وما تواري في سماء سماء ولا أرض أرضا ولا بحر ما في قعري ولا جبل ما في وعري اجعل خير عمري آخرة وخير عملي خواتمة وخير أيام يوم ألقاك. Praising Allah in the best of manners and the best of ways. And let us put this on our lips. Let us have this dua on our lips. Let our action become such that this dua can become true, or this dua can become a reality. When he praised Allah in the best manner, when he praised Allah in the best way, and he says to Allah, and he asks from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, اجعل خير أمري آخرة. Allah, make the best part of my life the last part of my life. It is never too late. Allah is waiting for the knock on the door and waiting for every servant and every slave to turn his attention and his direction and the speed in which he is going. If it is in the wrong direction, Allah is just waiting for a person, you know, to turn once to Allah. And then maybe if a life that was spent in ghaflat, a life that was spent in, you know, in neglect, a life that was spent, you know, and I was unmindful of Allah, just by the turning in 1 second, in that split second, a person turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, and he acted upon the commands of Allah. And he followed the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if that had to be the moment when Allah takes his life away, then that is the best part of his life. اجعل خير أمري آخرة. Ya Allah, give us such a life. Give us such a life. Too much of the life has passed, O Allah, that we have not recognized you. Too much of our life is passed, Ya Allah, day in and day out. You know, we are breaking your commandments. Too much of our life is passing, O Allah, where we are forgetting, where we are forgetting why we have been sent in this world. What is our purpose? Why has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent me here? So we have to reflect and ponder. We have to take stock of ourselves. A mu'min is that one that his yesterday and today will be different. That the actions of yesterday and the mistakes of yesterday he will rectify. And Allah has given an opportunity and chance. That is how merciful Allah is. That despite the fact that a person treads the wrong path, or a person walks down the wrong road, a human being might judge you. But the best of judges is Allah. A human being might turn against you or write you off. But Allah is waiting. Allah is waiting. And Allah is hoping. And Allah is waiting for that opportunity. That when you have given that opportunity, Allah is waiting that my servant turns around. And he turns his attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He fulfills the object and the purpose why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, has put him in this world. اجعل خير عمري آخرة وخير عملي خواتمة. O Allah, make the best of my a'mal the last of my a'mal. Make the best of my a'mal the last of my a'mal. Whether a person passes away in the house of Allah, or whether a person passes away outside the house of Allah. But that action must be the best action. That last action must be the best action. The best action that I do in this world. Let us put this dua on our lips and let us every day ask Allah. Ask Allah for this. That the best action must be my last action. And the last, the best day, O Allah, let it be the day when I meet you. Ad-dunya sijnul mu'min wa jannatul kafir. Allah is asking us to live in this world which seems like a prison to us. Which seems like a prison to us. And it is a jannah for a kafir. But the doors of that prison opens up when a person stands in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he looks at the countenance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For that a little effort in this world, for that a little change of direction, for that a little change of the way, you know, that we are moving and which direction we are moving in, and we bring our entire life, we bring our entire life on the commands of Allah, we bring our entire life on the pattern of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we chase that legacy. We chase that legacy which we want to leave behind, where it will not only benefit our own selves, but it will benefit our children. It will benefit our grandchildren. It will benefit generations to come after that. Where the great-grandchild of a person can say, you know, that my grandfather made such an effort for deen. And because of his effort today, that I am treading the path of deen and I am walking down that road. اجعل خير عمري آخرة وخير عملي خواتمة وخير أيام يوم ألقاك. That the best of days is the day, O Allah, that the day when I meet you, O my Allah. So this is the effort that one human being needs to make in his life. And this is firstly a reminder for me that Allah has gifted us this life. Allah owns this life. This life does not belong to me. The legacy that Sahaba left behind is still spoken about today. The actions of Sahaba is still spoken about today in whichever part of the world they went to. Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiallahu anhu, you know, he went to Sham on an expedition and he took an army to Sham, obviously going to that place, you know, so that i'la'u kalimatullah. When Sahaba went on an expedition, it was not to shed blood, it was not to take the lives of people, but it is how deen can go alive in that area. And how, by the action of a human being, by the akhlaq of a human being, by the character of a human being, people can look at this beautiful deen. People can look at this beautiful deen and say, this is the religion I want. This is the way and the path I want. So he goes to Sham. And he had a strategy that whenever, you know, he was about to conquer a town, then he used to siege that town, you know, and he used to, you know, move around the town with his companions. And, you know, he used to take that town on siege. And then he used to negotiate with the people. And when they gave in, he used to move his companions in. And then he used to live amongst them in a very beautiful manner. He used to live amongst them and show them the beauty of deen. To that they would then accept Islam. And as he moved along and he carried along, And then he came to a place called Hims. And today we look at Sham, my respected elders, beloved brothers. That effort that one needs to make in this world is not the effort of a single group or a person. The effort that one needs to make in this world, that how deen can come in my life, how I can leave behind a legacy, how deen can enter the lives of every human being in the world, every human being in the world, that effort every individual needs to make. Every reciter of La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when he's in Hims and he's living amongst those people, and that tax that they used to take, you know, for security, you know, then the Roman emperor, you know, finally sets up such an army where he moves on and he has to leave that place and go to Yarmouk. You know, what does he do? He takes the money that was given to him for that tax and he returns it to the people. And he leaves the town, he goes to Yarmouk, you know, and then he comes back. So he was such an individual, and Sahaba were like this. That is why it is said that if we want to follow a nation, follow the companions of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Each one of them had an outstanding quality. That is why Allah, till today, 1442 years later, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has still put their mention on our tongues. Why they made that effort for deen, and they left such a legacy, whether it was in akhlaq, whether it was in their business dealings, whether it was in their social interaction, whether it was in their family life, every avenue of deen, Sahaba fulfilled. Every avenue of life, Sahaba, you know, lived their life in such a manner where an example can be taken from them. You know, he came back into that town, and that very non-Muslim, those very non-Muslims took that same money and gave it back to him. They gave it back to him. Until today we can speak about this person. Till today we can speak about Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiallahu anhu. Till today we can speak of the likes of Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Ali radiallahu anhum ajma'in, and all the Sahaba for what they left behind for us. So Allah has given us this opportunity. Let us make our lives worth it, wallah. It is this one opportunity that we have in this life, and this very little life that Allah has given us, we make our lives worth it, inshallah, and we leave this world in such a manner, you know, that we are ready to leave this world where we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be pleased with us. For this, a person, you know, doesn't have to do things that are out of the world, but bring the entire day, the 24-hour day, on the commands of Allah and the way of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inshaAllah will take us away from this world in that manner and that way where He is pleased with us. And we continuously make this dua, اجعل خير عمري آخرة وخير عملي خواتمة وخير أيام يوم ألقاك. May Allah give us the understanding, the ability, firstly myself to practice upon what has been spoken. This is just but a reminder for each one of us. وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. This is not a lecture or a talk. This is a reminder. This is a reminder for each one of us, firstly myself, that Allah must give us the ability, you know, to live a life on deen. Allah must give us the ability to live on His commandments in the way of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Allah must take us from this world where we are, you know, making an effort for deen. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka.